Our next patient is a, let's see, Virginia Broussard, B-R-O-U-S-S-A-R-D, 63-year-old morbidly obese woman from Houston, Texas, used to be a housekeeper, lives here in Houston with her brother-in-law, or with her brother. She has two children. She's obese, she's short of breath, she's weak. Most likely she has pulmonary hypertension, pedal edema related to pulmonary hypertension, and untreated sleep apnea, period. Surgeries include C-section, eye surgery, glaucoma, and cataract surgery. Medical problems include CHF, core pulmonary hypertension, heart murmur, hypertension, and chronic obesity, end-stage, chronic slash morbid obesity, hyperlipidemia. Most recent hospitalization took place a week ago because of cellulitis of the lower extremity, left greater than right, was placed on Keflex and Ceftriaxone with good success. Lexus 40 milligram medication, Lasix 40 milligram a day, olmesartan, hydrochlorothiazide 40 slash 25 once a day, Crestor 10 milligram a day, Wellbutrin SR 150 milligram once a day. Patient is finishing up a course of Keflex and Ceftriaxone at this time. Review of system, no back pain, severe with history of degenerative disc disease, shortness of breath, pedal edema, difficulty with walking. Belongs in New York Heart Association Class 3 or 2 SAD stable at this time. History of DJD, degenerative disc disease as well. Blood pressure is 140 over 80, pulse is 82, or 2 SAD 100%. Before we go to that family history, mom died of Alzheimer's dementia, dad died of prostate cancer. Exam patients that are oriented to person, place, and time does a great job taking care of her brother, who also has heart failure. Heart positive, small positive, two, S3, Gallop, 2 over 6, systolic ejection, murmur, nodded, lungs, ronchi, abdomen, obese, neck shows no JVD, skin shows some JVD, skin shows no rash, oral mucosis dry, lower extremity shows a 1 plus edema. Assessment, 62-year-old woman, obese, morbid obesity with history of sleep apnea, hypoxemia, with decompensation. Patient 02 SAD was 100%, but with walking, it drops down in the only about 2 to 3 feet, 4 to 5 feet, it drops down to 80s, period. Patient would benefit from oxygen with history of pulmonary hypertension to reduce the lower extremity edema. Patient should use oxygen at all times, period. Blood pressure appears to be controlled with the help of olmesartan hydrochlorothiazide. Patient also takes Lasix on a regular basis to compensate for her CHF. Patient is weak, has lower extremity edema, lower extremity pain related to degenerative disc disease and symptoms of radiculopathy and myelopathy. Patient also has DJD in both her hips. The CHF appears to be mostly diastolic and systolic dysfunction process of obtaining records at this time. Put down review of system, currently not using oxygen, increased weight, edema, shortness of breath. The family is quite concerned that she just might die, in quotation. Patient would benefit from nebulizer treatment and oxygen at nighttime at 2 liters. Findings discussed with caretaker at length before leaving their site today. Thank you.